Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
We are back and better than ever. Glad to have you with us here on Crusader Talk. My name is Caleb Hamill, joined by Josh West and Will Tony here in our Super Talk Hattiesburg studio. Here to talk all things William Carey Athletics, as you heard from the field, the court, and the diamond. I'm going to bring it all to you through this 1 hour of programming here on a Monday. And we are happy to have a good lineup for you today. Going to be talking a little bit of soccer, a couple things locally from here in Hattiesburg. Also going to preview the inaugural season of William Carey and competitive cheer. Coach Laura Lightsey will join us later on in the show. But Josh, man, it's one, a privilege for us to be back in studio. Had a little week off there, but also yet again to welcome guests in the studio.
Yes, always good to be able to just be able to enjoy the, like you said, the behind the scenes, the conversation behind the conversation. We have as much fun during the commercial breaks here in the studio as we do on the air.
Yeah, we really do. And what's fun about having guests in studio is one, that, but also two, just to be able to see their faces and also get them to see all this fancy equipment that we have to talk into over here in the studio. Get to bring them out here. And a guy that we've had on the program before, making his first trip inside the studio, will help us kick off the show. We'd like to bring in champions to this studio. And we're going to start off with one, now a two-time champion with the Hattiesburg Football Club ladies team, Tom Dos Anjos. I'm relatively close with the pronunciation there. It's not Dos Anjos, like our Hispanic friends would pronounce. But Tom, welcome to the program.
Appreciate it. Nailed it. Nailed the pronunciation. I love it.
Man, my public
Tell
address
again,
announcer's
so I've been
coming
butchering
through.
It. Tell me again.
Dos Anjos. No fancy accents, just as it's spelled.
Dos Anjos.
Yeah.
There it is.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Been holding out on me, Tom.
All right. Second straight year, you bring home the championship. Was kind of a fun year for you. A little bit of ups and downs, Sarah. You finished with an overall record of 8-1-1, I believe we said before we jumped on the mics. But the finish that you always want, and it's a championship for your club. What was interesting about this year versus last year's club?
It was the same sort of feel, which was good. We kept the core of the squad, so the sort of the team culture was good. A little bit different this year. For some reason, we found a habit of starting slow and going a goal behind in several games, including the final. But it didn't deter these girls. They showed great character, great team spirit, came back every game except one, obviously.
Right.
And still managed to come out with results, which was a testament to their character, to their ability.
Now, for those that are out there listening and hearing Tom's voice maybe for the first time, wondering how is this tying into William Carey? Tom, been a Crusader for a long time. On staff with JV Soccer, and also helps out in the athletic department with social media and all the other things. Really one of the hidden treasures that help make the athletic department go. But you also, with this club that you were a part of coaching this summer, you have a lot of Crusaders that were a part of that as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of the American girls that are in the area. They'll come and play, and then several of their internationals that end up staying for one reason or another, they stick around to play as well. So we've got a good group of Carey girls that have been there last year and this year that have paved the way towards those two championships.
Yeah, talk about some of those. In particular, Valau was one that really caught my eye. She has really made a big jump. There, Strada, there are multiple players, Virginia Mesa being another, that are going to play serious minutes this year as this team looks for another national championship. That really kind of took another step of coming into their own this summer.
Yeah, three fantastic players that were fantastic for us this summer. Karen Villal, Argentina Estrada, and Virginia Mesa, three internationals. Karen's a midfielder. Virginia's either a midfielder or a forward, and Argentina a defender. Three girls that played the majority of the minutes this year and were a big part of the backbone of that team and a big part of why we were successful.
And then, of course, Kelly, who also comes in off the bench, helps in the athletic department, helps us do different things on game day. There's a lot of game day operations. You just kind of on a whim bring her out of the bullpen, so to speak, to use a baseball term, to steal that, she comes in like she's been playing all the time.
Well, yeah, well, she came back in February, I think, at the beginning of the spring trimester. And so I was like, hey, what are you doing this summer? You fancy playing? And like you said, we're trying to get champions here. So we're trying to get people that have been there before, won these,
sure.
won trophies. And she's a fantastic player. She's an even better person. We could have a whole segment, whole podcast show just on Kelly alone. But yeah, she brought that winning mentality. She's great to have around. She's been there, she's done it, and she's great to have around with these younger ones to learn off her.
Well, and I feel like that for you, it was just kind of getting them all there, getting them all on the same page. Schedules were so conflicting. This is club, and so they were trying to work in their personal schedules, training schedules, travel schedules, trying to squeeze it all into this crazy summer. So then when you can do all that and then have player coaches that are a part of the program as well, that's invaluable.
Oh, massive. They're going to get tired of hearing my voice at some point. There's only so many times I can yell at them what to do and when to do it. So having the girls on the field to be able to coach and direct from there is a massive part of why we were so successful.
It's pretty interesting. You mentioned a little bit of not only is it Mississippi players, players from this area, but also some of those international players. How many nations could you roll off, maybe in your head, how many were represented by this club this year?
Off the top of my head, it's probably only about four or five, because a lot of the internationals that stayed were from the same place. We had a few Venezuelans, a couple Mexicans, obviously a good deal of Americans from the local area, Jackson, Hattiesburg. We had one or two from Florida as well. We had Kelly from England that we've just mentioned. We had Canadians. So a good four or five, maybe six internationals. Across, and for a summer team, that's a good broad spectrum.
Yeah. You mentioned Kelly just a while ago. We've had some really great accents on the program. We've had Barry come through. Tom is more, one of the more subtle ones, but one of my favorites. To get Kelly on a mic and her Essex accent coming bright and shining through would be another entertaining piece.
If we were to bring Kelly on, what would we need to bring her on? We need to bring her on maybe after, if she's been working a couple of big soccer matches, just to give a little of that, like, Clayton Rush type analysis to bring her in to talk about the match. I think the fans would love that, wouldn't they, Tom?
Oh, 100%. Get her in.
All right. Hey, you can get her talking about Disney World, too. She's all about that as well.
Oh, food.
Oh, food.
And food, ooh, candies, anything sweet. These are her passions. Now, she doesn't partake. She's still in really good shape.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean she doesn't love it and doesn't wish she could have more of it. But she's in really good shape. She can still go.
At the beginning of the summer, we found out she'd taken a few years off. But as the summer went on, she got herself fitter. She was able to last longer in games. We were able to get more out of her. And, she really bought into it.
Yeah, she didn't really have that far to go either. By the way, you, Tom, and Kelly all have had some very fun moments over this past trimester, jamming out some different walkout songs at softball, especially Scooby-Doo theme song, yeah. Whenever that one would come out. Who was it that had that theme?
Albany Fussell.
Yes.
Oh, when she was not in the lineup, she would split the doubleheader. I would find myself on the broadcast, telling fans, well, I hope you tuned into the other game because you missed the best walkout song in all of college softball.
Now, I wanted to ask you about this. I'm putting you on the spot right here, Tom. We've got a couple games that I'm kind of on the fence on whether or not my schedule will allow me to go do. Clayton's pretty wide open about doing some of these games, but I know that you went down to Foley, Gulf Shores, wherever it was, for some of those middle-of-the-season games and actually did commentary with Kevin off to the side next to the camera. Are you going to get on mic again if your number's called this year?
If I'm called upon, if I get the call up, and I mean, I have to answer the call.
I mean, it was genuine. Like, I felt right at home. I don't know if Tom, if you had ever done play-by-play for anything like that before, but I mean, it was just like kicking back, like I was watching Sky Sports or any of the other networks from across the pond, just watching a good game of soccer.
Yeah, but it's going to be really hard to not be tempted to want to jump in there. And then have Clayton on one shoulder, Tom on the other shoulder, and just be teeing up those two for the back and forth. So basically, I throw something out there, let those two go while the match is going on. That would be really good viewing.
Yeah, we got to get that extra headset. Make sure we have it ready to go.
Get me involved. I did the one for the midseason games last year. No prep. They're just on the way down. They're like, hey, we haven't got any commentary. Do you want to do it? I was like, yeah, go on then. Prep went in. It's like we got away with it.
Well, you didn't need prep for a game like what you got to call. Was it us and Kaiser? That was such a good game.
Yeah, us and Kaiser. And I think I did the Southeastern game maybe a little bit as well. But yeah. Kaiser was the main one. But I'd like to do a little bit of prep, get some information on some of the players, but we were able to get through. It was a really good game, which helped.
Yeah. All right. So Tom's in the bullpen waiting to go for commentary this year if we need him. I guarantee you it would be must-watch television on the Cary Sports Network. Tom, anything on the horizon you're looking forward to? Any more vacations? You just got back from Chattanooga.
I've taken my one vacation for the year.
That's right.
Soccer season's about to start,
that's
men's
right
and women's. Volleyball's about to start, cross-country. So it's about to be all systems go.
Yep. They keep you busy over there in the athletic department. Tom, appreciate you joining us this evening. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me in the studio.
All right. That is Tom DeSantos. And we'll be right back with more Crusader Talk in a little bit as Coach Laura Lightsey from the competitive cheer team. We'll talk about the inaugural season coming up here at William Carey. Stay tuned.
Tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Great conversation earlier with Tom DeSantos and William Carey Soccer and also Hattiesburg Football Club. Get to celebrate a second straight championship. Him coaching the girls team over the summer. Looking forward to what he'll have for the years to come. Also for this upcoming season in William Carey Soccer. It'll be great to see him out there at Danny Owens Field. And just enjoy these championship-caliber programs. Barry Farrell's got a great team coming back and a lot of new pieces as well. Coach Owens, we may get to talk to him next week in previewing the women's team because August 15th, first game of the year, that'll be an away game, and then on Sunday the 18th, they'll be here at home. Mm-hmm. I believe it's Xavier on the schedule they'll get to start off against in Hattiesburg, and so it should be a good, good strong start to the year. Xavier, don't forget, they're a team that was just in their first year as a program last year. And, man, they brought in JUCO transfers, other portal people, and all of a sudden they were immediately a contender. So it could be very competitive soccer to start the year.
I don't know about you, but it seems like every week it's Monday morning and then it's Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, we'll get Will's thoughts on that later. But I do. I think it feels like Monday morning, Friday afternoon, another week's gone.
Yeah. And that means short order for us to keep planning our next Crusader Talk episode.
Sure. So
that deadline comes fast approaching. I feel like I'm back in college myself writing papers. But I have no way to transition out of that thought into our next guest. Coach of the newly formed competitive cheer team at William Carey, Coach Laura Lightsey, who's also been handling their spirit squads since she took the helm. So she's not completely new to the Crusaders, and she's not new to Crusader Talk either. She's been in studio with us once before, and it's good to have you back.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me again.
All right. So when we last spoke about this new sport at William Carey, this new competitive cheer program, there's a lot of question marks, ifs. What is this going to look like? You know, how is this next year of formation and recruiting going to be like? And now we're just on the outside of the season really beginning, the new trimester starting at William Carey. Coach, is the ground still warm from all the running around you're having to do to get this thing going?
Absolutely. It has been an incredible year for my first year at William Carey. When I was here a year ago, I had four girls, and at the end of the season, I had eight. Now I have 17.
Wow.
So this last year has really been getting out there and getting our name out there that William Carey has a cheer team and is going to be competitive. And so it has definitely been a lot of work, but it has been most rewarding for me.
When you are making that pitch about William Carey, and I know this is kind of part of my story, is that you know, you think you know what William Carey is. But then you show up and then you start talking to a few of the other coaches and you start finding out all the banners that are hanging around and you see the trophy case and then you start hearing some stories and you go, I had no idea that it was at this level, in particular number five in the Learfield Directors Cup. And we were probably, we being Cary, one national championship away from winning the Learfield Directors Cup as the overall best athletic program in the NAIA. When the light bulb goes off, can you kind of see their eyes light up when they realize, wow, this offer is a prestigious offer?
I am stepping into a group of people who have, they've welcomed me, first of all, but what they produce on, like y'all were saying, the field, the court, the track, everywhere, every sport.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. It truly is. I said, I'm in for it, and that's something that I'm up for the challenge, and I feel like my girls are too, that we know we're at an amazing university, but also with an amazing athletic department that they're stepping into.
Now, to kind of give the framework of what competitive cheer looks like in the NAIA, first of all, are y'all competing in the SSAC first thing out of the gate?
We absolutely are. In fact, NAIA cheer actually looks very different from probably what most of the nation thinks of as competitive cheer. It is a more along the lines of an all-star cheer, whereas we don't do the big signs and the big flags for our competitions. And so that was new to me, actually. But yes, sir, this year we are, I mean, jumping in with everything we've got, and we will be competing in that Southern States Athletic Conference right off the bat.
Yeah, and it was a pretty competitive competition last year. I'm just looking back at what it was like over there in Marietta a year ago, and it was just 0.2 of a point separation between UT Southern, who won it all, and Florida Memorial, who competes in the SSAC for competitive cheer. Other teams you would see in the mix, if nothing's changed, Life, Mobile, Loyola, Point. Kaiser's another one that doesn't compete in the other things but does compete competitive cheer SSAC. But some existing competition already in there. What do you look forward to most about being the newcomer coming into this fold?
Well, I mean, we have something to prove. Mm. And we want to go in and show them that they better watch out, because we want to show what we can do. But as I've told my girls, you know, winning is amazing. I think that's why we do it. But we also want to represent William Cary, and we want to have a face that represents what we are. And if that's winning, great. If it's not, well, I feel like that's going to build our character as well. And so it is definitely going to be, again, like you said, it is a very competitive, as I was watching it this year, because I couldn't make the trip to Marietta, I realized I've got my work cut out for me, or we as a team have our work cut out for us, but we're up for it.
When I'm thinking about putting together, you know, a roster, a squad for year one, and what that would look like, were you looking for a particular type of athlete in terms of their mental makeup? Were you looking for athletes that had something to prove, or were you trying to go out and go after some really big fish, so to speak, from some really big programs that had already won championships? Or were you looking for a particular type of athlete that wanted to come to Cary and prove that they had something that people didn't see?
I think that's probably it. I didn't have a particular look that I was going for. My biggest thing is somebody who's willing to learn and willing to work. I've always said talent puts you on the team, hard work keeps you there. And so that's a lot of it is, you know, what can you offer me, but are you willing to learn?
I will swing this around to Will. He's got a question. You
had to eliminate the squeaks there. We only got 3 mics in the studio. My bad. Coach, for people like me who are unfamiliar, how does collegiate cheer differ from what you may see in high school on competitive teams?
Well, William Cary cheer, NAIA is even different from what you see at all the other colleges. What you see on ESPN and things like that, again, have the cheers in with the dances, pyramids, tumbling, things like that. Whereas for the NAIA, we do not do that. We simply do stunts, running, tumbling, standing, tumbling, and jumps. So ours does look a little bit different than what you would see, but it's along the same lines. Again, that was new to me, but it's along the same lines, but there are a few differences from what we see.
Heavy gymnastics feel?
Yes, sir. This year, we are. That is one thing that I did not make mandatory, simply because I was building a program. And as I told y'all a year ago, we have some amazing programs within about a 30-mile radius. Lots of national champions. And so our three junior colleges right around here are just super competitive. And so I was just going for somebody, again, that can be open. Can you fly? Can you stunt? Can you, you know, side base, main base, and be willing to change that up. So that's kind of where I was this year. Of course, that's probably going to evolve and change as we get better and we get more competitive. But right now, I just need someone who is going to buy into what we are trying to create, this legacy that's just now beginning.
Yeah. I'm sure that was a fun pitch to people this year to get to be part of the first ever program. Was that a pretty easy sell?
It really was. It was really exciting because, as I'm saying, of course, I'm a veteran coach, but the first thing my students will say or different people in the community are, I didn't even realize William Carey had cheerleaders. And so that's my first thing, is even last year was, oh, yes, we do have cheerleaders. And that's something that we are this year really, we're promoting our competition definitely, but we want to promote even on campus the fact that we've got cheerleaders here and we're going to look good. And it's a great group of girls, but just kind of getting our name out there that, you know, Carey does have something to offer as a competitive cheerleader, but as well as a sideline, because our basketball teams are quite competitive. So that's always fun to cheer for them.
All right. We are talking to head competitive cheer coach Laura Lightsey here on Crusader Talk. I've got a couple more questions for you just about what these competitions are ahead of us on the schedule, other things that we have to look forward to this season, and how people can possibly be in tune to what's going on in competitive cheer. So we'll talk about that on the other side of this timeout. Josh and I will be back with you and Coach Lightsey next as Crusader Talk continues.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right, ready to continue our conversation with Laura Lightsey, our competitive cheer coach at William Carey. If you missed our conversation with Tom earlier, recapping some of the Hattiesburg Football Club and the girls' championship they got there, you can catch us on demand in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Crusader Talk and can recap a couple of more episodes. If you look back in the archives, talk to Coach Farrell in the episode before. That was a great interview. Want to catch that one if you missed it live. Coach, I'm going to get into a little bit about what this season's going to look like as far as what competitions lead up to the big conference tournament and beyond there. But I have to bring up something that we mentioned during the break. We had kind of built off a conversation of recruiting and pitch to, you know, potential cheerleaders about this being the first time that Carey's had a competitive cheer squad. And all of a sudden, it became apparent that your daughter is one of your best recruiters.
She is. She is. She is definitely one. She is my, we call her our little choreographer. So we actually will be premiering a, William Carey will be premiering a new fight song. We've never had a fight song this year, so.
I've wondered about this before. Okay, so it's been written now.
It has been written. It has been recorded. We have a routine. And so that is actually going to be premiered, totally off the subject of what you asked me. That's going to be premiered for our faculty on August the 20th. But going back to my daughter, my sidekick choreographer. Yes, sir. She, anywhere she is, if somebody's heading to William Carey, she's going to ask them, you know, if they cheer, and she is going to head them my way, and which two of my girls actually have become team members just by that word of mouth, which that's kind of where we're going right now, is word of mouth.
I know, okay, so you've been here for a while doing this. You've coached for a while, and now you're coming into Carey. Will's got so many Carey connections, and yet we know the history of Carey, yet here we are feeling like we're stepping into a whole new era of William Carey. When I'm hearing new fight song,
yes.
We were talking new game day atmosphere, coordination between the pep band, and I'll let you kind of tee that up, between the pep band and the cheerleaders and just the whole atmosphere. This is going to be a whole new fan experience here, Caleb.
It really is. And you and I have talked both on mic and off mic about how game day needs to be a more well-rounded experience than what we've had in the past. You know, budget things, you know, can get in the way of some of the atmosphere and the fun. But all in all, when you get buy-in from either your pep band, your cheerleading squad, your students, and you have the announcements that jazz up the crowd, everything else that pull together, all of a sudden, you've got the ingredients for a recipe for not just an exciting atmosphere, but a fun one that people want to continue to come back to.
Well, and I get chills. You're creating a moment that could last a lifetime.
Right.
You're creating it. It's that one time where you rush the court, or it's that one time where they cut the nets down, or it's that one moment where they hoist the trophy and you're a part of it and you never forget that for the rest of your life. Coach, you're nodding. Kind of take us on that thought, because you're very much in the mix to create those moments now.
I think we're on the cusp of that. That's exactly what I thought last year as we were starting to get a group of people together to create that atmosphere. And that's something that even in our athletic department, we've got new faces in different positions to be able to create and unify our athletic department and create that atmosphere that does bring more people in just for a good time. We know our athletes are great, and we know that the games are going to be good, but getting it out there so that we have an enjoyable, just having some fun things going on at those ball games.
Well, affordable entertainment options for the family, right? I mean, Carey can offer that. Mm-hmm. High-level, entertaining, really, really competitive basketball, following teams that are winners and champions, and enjoy the whole experience.
And I may ruffle some feathers of alumni out here when I say this, but I got to, over the last basketball season, go down to a certain rival school in Alabama, and it was all fine because the Carey men got the win in upset fashion. But one of the most entertaining things that I got to experience was halftime of that men's game. When the teams are in the locker room, that was the most exciting part of the entire atmosphere, because the pep band was jamming out. They had a wireless microphone they were passing around to certain students that I guess had signed up, and they were singing show tunes and everything else, and just everybody was on their feet and clapping, swaying, and having just a good old time. And when that energy builds and carries on, it comes through to the game as well. And I'm not saying we have to have, you know, karaoke night at Clinton Gymnasium. But
Will's scratching his head over there.
But to have that kind of buy-in from their fans and people filing in the stands ready to just have a good old time, that not only builds the moment for that game, but it also builds the memories that will bring people back after they graduate, something that I feel like we struggle with a little bit when it comes to attendance at games.
Yes, and I feel like William Carey used to be this small kind of niche little university, and now it is just growing. And we've got people coming from all over. We've always had international students, but I just feel like even just more students from locally are really wanting to come to Carey. And like you say, that just parents can come and get involved, but bring in those even small kids, just something that you could fun to do on a Saturday afternoon. And you're, like you said, building that experience. And we get to be a part of that. And that, I think, is what is exciting, is that, you know, yes, we are in our inaugural competition year, but also that I get to watch what we can build together.
Now, kind of gearing ourselves back towards where we were leaving the last segment, I want to hear a little bit about what this looks like from a fans' perspective, what they want to do, if they want to follow what's going on with your competitive cheer team. One, what does a schedule of competitions look like leading up to the SSAC, and how can William Carey supporters get to see what y'all are up to?
Well, right now we will compete. One of our competitions, we do not compete until middle of February, and so we will have a competition in Marietta, Georgia, and that's going to be at Life, and then we will have one at Mobile. And we're also, I've been talking to the coach at Loyola, and we are trying to get together, and the two of us will do what they call a duel. And so that is kind of where we look at those first few, and then our first weekend in March, first or second weekend, I'm not quite sure, we will be in Decatur, Alabama. And so that Friday night, we will have just a regular competition against some of the other teams, but then that Saturday will be our conference. So cheer is a little bit different than mm-hmm. what we think of as most of our other athletic sports. We don't have a bunch of games and things like that, but we do have those three big competitions that we will be doing before we get to compete for that coveted, Southern States Athletic title.
Yeah. So couple competitions leading up to it. It'll get started, you said, in February.
Yes, sir.
And so a lot of fun to be had up until then. You've got several games of basketball and a whole lot more leading up to that. What is one? Are people already on campus getting ready, or is it going to be waiting for the trimester to begin before you start practicing together?
We will actually move in the week before, and that's going to be just getting prepared for, again, like I was saying earlier, we're going to be introducing the fight song to our faculty, and then we will also be introducing that fight song to some of our freshmen that will be coming to Carey WOW that weekend before school starts. So my girls will move in, and they have a big week of two-a-day practices that we will be getting prepared to kick off the season.
Yeah.
We got to clear up our calendars to get over to see the premiere of this fight song.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to not only the fight song's existence, but I'm going to see if I can pull a couple strings. And, I know it's premiered to the faculty on that day. Maybe we can find a way to premiere it to the general public on this here podcast and radio show.
I would love it.
Maybe get a solid recording. I've got some connections to the music department. Will does too. Maybe we'll figure out how to get that and make it happen.
Make a call.
If not, it's going to premiere at Carey WOW, I'm sure, and that's going to be like the big unveiling to mm-hmm. the greater student population. Correct. But
what day of the week is the 20th?
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're wanting to do the night before premiere?
I don't know. We may let the faculty hear it first. Well, we may do it the next Monday.
All right.
Because we'll also have to recap soccer.
Less than a week later.
All those fun things. It'll be a jam-packed episode doing all that.
We can get it the week before.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about
ask the administration.
You talk about content writing itself in terms of people that wrote the lyrics, people who wrote the music, the stories behind it. Oh my gosh! I mean, you could have a podcast just on that.
We can talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah. Maybe absolutely. So. We could talk about that next segment. Coach Lacy, just got a couple minutes left here. What are some of the things you're looking forward to most with these new athletes coming in to campus? Let's just start with this first trimester. What are you looking forward to most? And then as you move into the winter trimester when you actually have competitions?
Well, I'm looking forward to being able to practice more than about once every other week. I'll have the girls 3 or 4 times a week just practicing and getting ourselves out there. There's different events that'll be going on throughout the Hattiesburg, Forest County area, Lamar County area that we will be at. So just kind of preparing for all that, and then also, like I said, getting us out there and showing people that we're just not little rah-rahs over in the corner, that we've got some skills and you better watch out.
1 year plan, 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, what's the plan in terms of the Crusader mascot? Would you have any type of push towards a mascot to be able to get energy and excitement towards that?
I know he's putting you on the spot.
I'm putting you on the spot.
You are. It's been thrown around.
Well, so we've thrown around the podcast. We've thrown around a lot of different people.
Ben Smith's talked about it with us too.
Yeah. It has been thrown around. It's a large financial investment, actually.
That's what I'm saying. So is it 5 to 10 year plan, 3 to 5 year plan?
I don't think we've really set that down yet. Okay. Of course, I'm now just a part-time, so I don't get to be in on a lot of those conversations quite yet. But we've definitely this summer looked around and put out some feelers just to kind of see what it would look like. Because it would be fun to have a character tour out there promoting Spirit and helping us out.
So. Oh, when you have the cheerleaders and then the mascot going to the schools out in the public at all those events. Oh my gosh, I can see it in my mind. I get fired up.
What could happen?
Yep. Yeah.
Have the Crusader appear at weddings.
With the shield.
That's
big
right.
Shield. Big helmet.
Big photo ops. It could be a grand old time. Coach Lysak, thanks so much for joining us here in studio.
Thank y'all for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed it, as always.
Yeah, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon once the season's either about to begin or just underway. Looking forward to everything y'all have to display both for us and the entire conference and NAIA as well.
Well, thank you so much. And if I can throw this in real quick, if you'll follow us on William Carey University Cheer on Facebook or William Carey Cheer on Instagram, that's where we're going to put out some of our information of our fall clinics that we will be having.
All right, that is Coach Lightsey. Thanks so much for joining us. More Crusader Talk coming up next.
From the coaches to the student athletes and the fans that cheer them on, you're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Great conversation with Laura Lightsey, competitive cheer coach at William Carey. Talking to everything from the inaugural season of competitive cheer, the first competition slated for February of 25, but also just talking about game day atmosphere, basketball and beyond. Talk about a new fight song that Carey's going to have. By the way, our friend and always one that's welcome on the podcast anytime he wants, Ben Milam, is listening tonight, and he sent me a text after we had talked about the, I'll just say their name, Mobile, having people pass around a microphone. He said we could have, get it, karaoke.
Ooh.
You know, it was at that point, that's why I scratched my head, because that went through my mind.
The pun?
as you were saying that. That's why I just kind of shook my head and scratched it a little bit. But, yeah.
It's got a nice ring to it.
So
it really does.
Ben found his way out of the newsroom?
He finally got to do his final recording at 5, and then he was on his way home.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Sometimes that traffic on I-55 at 5 o'clock can take a long time, even if you're going just from Jackson to Ridgeland or Madison.
Yeah. We also will have a music bed for the billboards on the top and the bottom of the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
With the fight song.
We could. I don't know, man. I love our theme coming into this show now.
No.
You're talking about the bumpers.
No, I'm talking about the games.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Now, back to that. Now, I don't have anything official. I did have a discussion with Dr. Burnett several weeks ago on another program that's hosted here on this station. And we discussed the fight song. It was professionally composed. This was not a student project. Okay, this was not like where you're taking music composition and it was your final project. This is professionally done. I don't even know if it's been recorded yet.
I just put out a feeler to see if there's a recording so far. If not, we're probably going to have to get somebody with a microphone at that faculty conference to get it on a recorder somewhere.
The way I see it, we can make two phone calls and make it happen. Surely Spirit has begun rehearsing this already. They've had Bandcamp.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So surely Spirit has begun this. So if we can just get a decent recording of it and have it the night before. Now, this is just me going off the top of my head. I haven't talked to anybody, but surely between me and Caleb, we can make it happen.
Yeah, and I think we'll talk with the administration about when we want to put it out there to the whole public. Because, I think it's a little special for them to get to premiere it to the faculty.
Absolutely.
People that have been around the university for a long time. And
it's like a cast member preview.
Yeah, that's what it is. And could generate some people that want to listen that week just because they want to hear the brand new fight song. Headlines since our last episode, hats off to Patrick Lee. Short-lived, but he was called up from High A to Triple A and the Toledo Mud Hens. He was there for about 2 days. I think it was just kind of if we need you, just in case. and he's back at West Michigan in the Whitecaps, back in High A. But
that's still pretty cool to get to go to Toledo for a couple of days.
Still to just, in the blink of an eye, go from, you know, early May, not being even a part of the MLB farm system, to signing in late May, moving up to High A in late June, and then getting called up to AAA on August 1st. I mean, think about that.
That's crazy.
What a set of just over 2 months for Patrick Lee to be one step away from the show, technically. His future is very bright, and there's a lot of upside, and we're likely to see, and we'll be talking about Patrick Lee for many podcast episodes to come.
You hear it said all the time that if you can play, they'll find you. And, you know, we're getting to see that play out right before our eyes. And so that's so huge for Patrick and his family, and that's so huge for William Carey baseball.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to have that story playing out right now as recruiting gets more and more difficult. Carey just continues to have just one more arrow in the quiver, so to speak, to be able to throw at people. And, it's exciting times.
So other exciting times as well, as we count down to live game action. We are just 10 days away from soccer beginning their seasons. That is August 15th, first game of the year. And then August 18th will be the first home match.
I remember when it was 100. I remember vividly you saying 100.
We were sitting here.
Yeah, and it was just like, wait a minute. That was like a month ago, right?
Yeah. Volleyball's just around the corner, too.
Ooh, people are really excited about volleyball. Volleyball, people are seeing volleyball in the cafeteria, and they're going, wait a minute. They're looking up and going, I think we're going to be pretty good. 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 6'3", 6'4", 6'3".
Yep.
Rhonda has recruited very well. We knew that was coming, but it's certainly gotten the attention of the coaches and the other programs. They are they're excited for what volleyball's got a chance to do this year.
Yep, they will start off their season on the road in the Cumberland University Invite. That'll be August 16th, a Friday. That's just around the corner, too. That's 11 days away.
A week from Friday.
Goodness. So their first home match, though, is going to be a little bit further down the line. It'll be September 3rd, first time there over in the Ben Waddle Sports Facility, entertaining the Hattiesburg crowd. But guys, been a jam-packed episode. Been a fun one, though. If you missed anything, if you're a listener out there with a conversation with Tom DeSantos or Laura Lightsey, all those three segments, including this one, our fourth segment, are available on demand in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. Been fun, gentlemen. Same time, same place next week.
Sounds good.
Maybe.
All right. Well, I'll take it.
Got one commitment.
All right. Well, our thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in. On behalf of our entire crew, Will Tony and Josh West, I'm Caleb Hamill. Good night, God bless, and go Saders.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.